Dizzy Gillespie. What a way to top your lilac weekend.
And we're back now at the International Bed Race in downtown Spokane on Spokane Falls Boulevard. We are waiting now for the staging of heat number 5 involving McDonald's, Safeway, and Creme FM. And Sean, down at your end of the race course seems to be the place where any problems, if at all, are occurring, because some folks like to get out there to see who wins.
Well, we're clear down at the end of the raceway, and we can't see real well unless we poke our head out into the street, and that's where we're running into just a bit of a problem. We've got a couple of police officers in here now to keep the crowd back, because we don't want any injuries or any such things happening on a day like today. I'm back perched up on my truck. Here. It's the best vantage point. I couldn't stand being down in the street. I almost got ran over last time. I don't know what you guys are trying to do to me, but I'm back up here with my friends from the Valley Fire Department and waiting for the next heat to begin.
And the next heat will begin momentarily. We have the official Toyota in the middle of the course right now, getting ready to go back down to the finish line, where they will be prepared to bring up the winners of the next stanza, and that is what the holdup is at the present time. The crowd, Tom Stetcher, continues to build by the hundreds, it seems like, with every passing minute. We've got, I'd guess now, close to 4,000 here.
It just keeps building, in between every race and during the races. Even every time I turn around after watching a race, there's got to be at least 200-300 people here.
And of course, this is one of two live events we're bringing you today on KSPO involving Lilac Festival activities. Here in Spokane on this perfect day for Lilac Festival activities. Let's go for the call of the start now as the racers line up and loosen up at the Washington Street starting line. 300 yards of racing in Heat 5. McDonald's, Safeway, and Creme FM in Heat 5 of the 1980 International Bed Race, and milling around at the start line now, getting ready to go. The flagman has a green flag. If you heard the PA announcer just say, keep your eye on that. I am trying to do that so that we can tell you when they're off. And now the flagman is in place. We're getting ready. They're off. They're off and running. And outside, Creme FM pushing hard in the middle. It's the Safeway stores. They're coming on hard at the red team. McDonald's Golden Arches coming down by you, Tom. This looks like a fast and very competitive one.
Okay, at the halfway mark, Creme FM seems to be in the lead, followed closely by Safeway, and McDonald's following up the rear. And as they go down to the finish line, we go to Sean.
Okay, I can pick them up right now. The Safeway team is just cooking. Creme FM is just ahead of the Safeway team. It's a very close finish. Creme FM pulls to the front. Creme FM is the winner of this heat. Safeway team coming in a very, very close second. And third is our McDonald's team. Again, the finish was Creme FM, Safeway team, and then the McDonald's team.
And we've got about a 32.5 on that one for our time, Sean DeLong. A 32.5 unofficially by our clock at the KSPO Bed Race headquarters. And Tom is, of course, on the official stand and will be giving us the precise time momentarily. The winner again, as Sean suggested, Creme FM first. Second came in Safeway with the white T-shirts. And in third, the red T-shirts with the Golden Arches. McDonald's was third in. Sean, that was kind of a distant third. McDonald's seemed to kind of lose its French fries there.
That's about right. They needed to get one of those shakes or something, because they were well behind the pack towards the end of the race. I don't know what happened to them. I can tell you that Safeway team was really giving it all they had. Creme FM just gave a little bit more, came across the finish line just ahead of them.
So there you go, the 33.18, 33.75 for Safeway with a second place finish gives you a pretty good example of just how close it was, Sean.
That's exactly right. I don't know. It was a finish. They're all down here having a good time, though. I mean, this is, you know, the agony of defeat. There's no such thing. They're just palling around and talking about strategy, it looks like.
Okay, so your victor was Creme FM, and we'll be back in a moment.
We'll have more from the International Bed Race. Stay with us.
Artistry in Gold, one of the West's most beautiful new jewelry stores, has something very special for you now through May 17th at our shop in Franklin Park Mall, North 5628 Division.
Now more from the 1980 International Bed Race. Here's Mike Fitzsimmons.
Okay, and we're back on Spokane Falls Boulevard for the International Bed Race, and we're getting ready now for the start of Pacific Northwest Bell and the Pizza Hut's quarterfinal race, the winners of Heats 1 and 2. And They are now staged up there, so we're just about ready for the start of this one. The flag man is in place. We'll be ready to roll with quarterfinal number one in just a moment here. They're off and running. And on the outside, it looks like in lane number one, a little bit of a problem for Pizza Hut. Tom, they're coming by you.
Okay, they're coming up. I see Pizza Hut in the wheel. And Pacific Northwest Bell taking the lead in this race. And they're coming down to the finish line, John.
Okay, Pizza Hut is just ahead of Pacific Northwest Bell at this time. Oh, they're neck and neck now. This is a very, very close race. The timers are all getting set. Okay, I'm standing at the finish line right now. It's going to be Pacific Northwest Bell pulled out right at the end and finished 3 inches in front of Pizza Hut. It was quite a finish.
How do you win by a nose with a bed?
I don't know.
All right.
Or something. I don't know.
So Pacific Northwest Bell, Ma Bell comes in first, and we have an unofficial time of 36 seconds for that. That's a slow heat, actually, for Ma Bell in terms of the speed of the others. But, okay, Sean, you're down there. Do they seem disappointed? Having a little technical difficulty with Sean down there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry.
I'm standing with the timers. I'm trying to get some time.
Okay,
to see what was happening.
Tom is on the official stand also trying to get some time. So when you have that, Tom, just jump right in there.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Well, somebody's happy down there, Sean. What's up?
They heard their official time and they're some of the. And I'm not sure why they're cheering. I don't know. I think everyone's happy down here, Mike. I don't know.
Okay, Tom, to the official stand now. Let's get the time for you.
Pacific Northwest Bell came in with a 32.1, and the Pizza Hut came in with a 33.6.
Okay, quarterfinal heat number one is history, and this is the way it got off just a few seconds ago.